Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season, you're gonna reap. Say, be not
hello, welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Brother Joel Lewis, and you are listening to Free on the Inside, the internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you can be. I'm excited this morning. We have a couple of guests on here this morning. So I pray that they blow you away here. I'm very excited about this young man here. He's coming on here to share his gift and talent. This young man is a part of a play that's coming up there, and he's going to give you some insight on the play here, but I'm going to bring to you without any further delay. Now, you know, we have a call-in number. Before I go any further, we have a call-in number. That number is 310-982-4126. You, too, can call into the program and voice your comments and opinion and give your, I guess, some words of encouragement. But before we open up the lines for the call-ins, we're going to allow our guest to come on and share his gift and talent and encourage you to follow your dreams. Amen. Good morning, Damien. Good morning, Derek. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Thank you, gentlemen, for being a part of our weekly program here, bro. Now, please introduce yourself and tell us about the ministry that God has blessed you with.
Well, I'm Derek Corner, a writer of Can't Marry Who You Love, Marry Who You With. I have a company, 2020 Vision. Also, I share this company with Mr. Damien Rush. He's my partner in crime. So, there you have it.
Yep. Absolutely. It's a company that we started. We just wanted to begin a company that could be tailored for the audience to just enjoy plays any way that, you know, it could depict like real life situations and really get the audience involved in what they were seeing.
Well, great, great. You know what? I didn't have to share with you, but this is a Christian-based program, and I know that your show is geared up, your play is geared up towards the Christian Audience Council, where it's going to be shown at. So tell us, how did this play come about? What was the genesis of this?
Well, actually, it really came about just with a title. You know, I just overheard my sister one day say, can't marry who you love, marry who you with. She was talking to our dad. And I don't really know how their conversation came about, but I just overheard that title. And I just said, I guess that's interesting. So let me just take it, and I just ran with it. You know, so I don't know. It's nothing like real life, that nothing that I have experienced. But at the same time, you know, I have seen other people go through this, even just watching television, even just real life. You know, it's like 90% of the things you watch on TV is basically real life situations. So, like I said, it just began with a title that I overheard.
Damien, you have any thoughts and comments regarding what he just shared with us?
No, I mean, I'm 100% absolutely behind him on that. This play is definitely, even through the title, a lot of people go through this in life, you know. They end up settling with a person that they just want to be with rather than the person that they really love.
Oh, that is so true. You know, I'm excited just about the name of the play there, man, because it sparks up some memories in my bag, you know. And so we know how sometimes we just settle for things here. But y'all know your play is going to show us, hey, you got to look beyond that, you know, that just selling in. And so tell me now, how did you, young man, hey, tell me exactly what are y'all function in the play here? Because I did not share that with our listening audience. I want y'all to tell me. Derek, what is your part in the play? Are you the producer, director, writer, and then we'll come up with Damien?
Well, I'm actually the writer, and I'm in the play, you know, but it is being directed by one of Dallas' finest, Mr. Snoop Robinson. He actually goes to Friendship West, And I said he's very active, and when it comes to the entertainment world, like I said, he's a director, writer. He's just an all-around awesome guy. And actually, the show is under Official Entertainment. And Official Entertainment is just another company. He's a very good friend of mine who I grew up with that's really, you know, the backing behind what 2020 does. So that's Official Entertainment, Mr. Tenoy Wormsley. So, you know, he has some good things going on. Like I said, but no, I am the writer, and I am in the show as well.
All right. You go right ahead there, Damien. Tell us what's your function.
Okay. Well, yes, I'm also an actor in the show. I play the pastor. So hopefully, you know, I can sound as spiritual as possible on stage. And, you know, basically I'll be backstage helping as much as I can with anything from behind the scenes.
Hey, that sounds great. And now, tell what is the average age of your cast members? Because our show is geared up towards our young men and women to allow them to follow their dreams and their passion. Now, give us an idea of what is the average age.
You can go ahead, Amy.
The average age between what I would say 32 and 38. What'd you say, Derek? About 32, 30, I believe.
Yeah, I'll say about the same, you know, for this particular show. You know, but there are other shows that we're going to need younger people to come in. But right now, for this particular show, it's pretty about 30 to 40, 30 to 38. Yeah, that's about right.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's geared, as far as the audience, it's geared to all audiences.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. It's kid friendly. Oh, okay. Oh, man, I know it is. I know it is because it's just the idea where it's been played at. Hey, now tell me, gentlemen, now how did y'all get involved in this? Because I meet people from time to time that they tell me that they're actors and entertainers, but they have a problem finding a venue or an audience or somewhere to express that gift. And so how did you two gentlemen get involved in it to the level you're in now? Because we know it's different for everybody. Well, maybe what you're sharing could help someone else.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead, Damien. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Okay. Well, for me, myself, I began acting through a nonprofit that came to my church called Coalition of Life. And, you know, I just wanted to basically educate the community on at-risk behaviors and unsafe practices. So, after a while, I got pretty good after 3 years, and I decided to get into stage plays. And I went and auditioned for a gospel play and got me a part in that. And from then, I had that acting bug. And three plays down the road, I met Derek, and we've just been like brothers ever since.
Yes, I agree.
Now, how did you get involved in something like that?
Well, for me, it just was starting young, just watching television. And I said to myself, that is what I want to do. So, and, you know, it was always a dream of mine. So once I got old enough to, you know, follow my own dreams, that's what I did. You know, you can't make a dream come to reality without trying to actually live it. So, you know, that's what I've been doing. You know, I went to school for it a little bit. I went to KD Studios, you know, I took classes, you know, but for the most part, I've been doing it. You know, just perseverance, you got to keep at it. You know, there's going to be obstacles, bumps in the road, there's going to be all of that. But at the end of the day, you know, you just got to stay grounded and stay prayed up and know as long as you live and as long as you waking up, that,
right.
it's a better day, it's a new day. You have another chance at it. It's no failure if you don't try.
Oh, that's so true. Now tell me, gentlemen. Now, how do you manage your discomfort or letdown or disappointment in this type of industry? Because you know it could be crushing. But someone may be facing something. They say, I don't know if I want to continue this here. But how do you manage to shake that off and keep doing what you're doing? Because we realize there's some highs and lows that's involved in the type of industry that you're in.
Well, I mean, go ahead, Eric.
Well, when you just understand the bigger picture of the situation, you know, that's what keeps me going. Like my family keeps me going. Just me being happy. Like, what I do makes me happy. So it's the money is going to come, you know, but what I do as being an actor, as being a writer, it makes me happy. So as long as I have whatever motivates me to keep me going, I'm okay.
Well, most definitely. I'm with Derek on that. You have to have a strong why you want to be in this business. If your why is strong, you know, if you're doing this for family or, you know, this is what you love, and you have to see the success happen, you'll keep the drive going, and you want to make sure you keep a circle around you that can keep you encouraged from different friends who are in the field and have went through what you've went through. Right. You want to follow someone's steps and just keep on pushing.
Right. I understand money doesn't make you successful. It's not the money that makes you successful. You know, it's what you do and what you do and what your goal is. As long as you reach your goal and you doing it, you living it, you're successful. You know, everything
right.
else will fall in line.
Right, you know,
right.
And I'm glad you gentlemen said that, because our show, we touch a wide range of topics, and I do juvenile and jail ministry myself, and I tell people that your success is not tied up in the thing that you accomplish or your notoriety, but in who you are. And I'm glad that you touched on that, because as we're doing this program, we want our listening audience to have a sense that whatever God lays on their heart, they can be successful, even if it's just in their own heart. You know, they can be successful at it. And I thank you, gentlemen, for following your dream and for encouraging someone that's listening to follow their dreams and their passion and to be a part of something bigger than themselves. Now, one of you mentioned that going to school, you know, for the theatrical arena that you're performing in. And I think that's very important to kind of get some professional training and some foundation. All of us don't need that, but it helps out. And then plus it opened doors. Why don't you kind of share on that, the importance it is to fine-tuning your craft and studying and applying what you have and just taking note of other things? Because someone say, I done this myself, but we know that's not true.
Yes. Well, I mean, with going to school, like I said, you definitely always want to stay fresh in what you do, because it's a big market, but yet it's a small market. You know, you have a lot of people going out for the same parts. A lot of people just, a lot of people that want to do what you do. So as long as you just continue to go to school, just take classes for it. Like I said, it'll help you stay on your toes in the long run. I mean, it's just like anything. I mean, you have teachers, doctors, they go back for extra training or extra certifications, you know, just to solidify who they are. So it's always good practice to whatever you're doing to, you know, to stay focused. Keep back to school, you know, go to the next level. Take this class. You know, so it's a good practice.
Absolutely.
Great. I see the phone line is filling up here. We're going to open it up here in a few minutes for any thoughts or comments regarding what you gentlemen are sharing with. But I want to propose this to both of y'all. How important it is to have a mentor or someone that you standing with to encourage you, because we want people to know that there's power in unity, you know, that just you need someone to, you know, to just share this gifting with you. Not everybody, but how important it is to have a mentor in what y'all are doing. You may refer to it as a coach.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like how you said, it's definitely a must that you have a coach or have someone that you can follow, because, I mean, that person has been where you're trying to get. That person knows, like, what to say at the right time, because they have been there, you know. They understand where you're coming from as far as being someone inspiring to do what you do. So definitely your coach would keep you tuned focused on your goals, and they wouldn't lead you astray because they want to see your success just as much as you want to see your own success. And that's the thing about a great mentor. They understand that they want to see other people successful around them.
And
that's what you want to look for.
They gotta push you when times get hard, you know. Because sometimes there is times that you do want to give up, but at the same time, you have that backing, someone that's there for you, who don't tell you when you're right or wrong. You know, you can make it through.
Thank you, gentlemen, for sharing that. We're going to take a break here, and we're going to open the phone lines up. You two can join in the conversation. The number is 310-982-4126. Right now we're located in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but we realize this is an internet program, so we go coast to coast and around the world. So take comfort in what you're sharing. It means something to somebody somewhere. But right now we're speaking with two actors of a stage play that's coming up. One is a writer, another one is just a the performer. They both co-host in the program. It's called Can't Marry the One Who You Love, But Marry the One You're With. So they're going to come on and they're going to share with us. But right now we're going to open the lines up. Good morning, caller. You're on the net. Good morning, caller. 1708, you're on the net. All right, this caller here just decided just want to listen in. Well, thank you for listening in, caller. Just hold on. And if you would like to join the conversation, you just hit the prompt button, and we'll bring you right in. We have another caller that's on the line here. Good morning, Mr. Daniel. You're on the net.
Good morning, Deacon Lewis.
Good morning. Well, we're here for a good time this morning. We have two great guests on the show this morning, and we pray that you had opportunity to hear some of their comments and thoughts regarding what they're doing. They have a stage play coming up here at Friendship West, and they were sharing with us the importance it is to be grounded and rooted in their profession.
Amen, amen. First, I'd like to talk to, what's his name, brother?
We have two guests online, Derek and Damien.
Brother Derek, what are some of the basic themes you enjoy writing about? You know, every writer basically writes around a basic theme, a concept that he's trying to get across to his audience. And your basic theme is about marriage and teaching young people, you know, adults, how to all the pitfalls and all the problems of being a marriage, right?
Well, actually, I don't really have one solid thing I enjoy writing about, because at the end of the day, I'm an actor before I'm a writer. Let's say that. So when I write from just experience, period. That's life. Like the next show that I'm about to write, it's going to be geared towards kids, geared towards bullying. You know, so I just don't have one domain thing that I like to write about. I just like to write about life experiences itself, just to try to open people's eyes onto what's going on, and maybe if I open up their eyes, maybe we can get some change, you know, for the better. You know, so I just try to hit all angles of just the world or what's going on, this reality.
Yeah. Well, can you give us basically some insights or plays you got right now? Can you tell us basically what it talks about?
Okay, Can't Marry Who You Love, Marry Who You With. It is basically about two high school sweethearts. You know, they was they went off to college. Now they're married. I mean, now they're engaged. They're engaged to two different people. Well, one of the young lady that's engaged, she loves her fiance, but she's not in love with him. Well, the other guy, he's engaged to another woman. He can't even tell her he loves her, you know, because he's still in love with his high school sweetheart. You know, so they meet at a reunion, and the rest is really history. She's going to go through with her wedding, but you just have to really come to the show to really see what's going to happen.
Yeah. You know what
all right. Well, that's great. That's great, man. I'm glad you get it. Now, tell us something about the show here. Brother Daniel, just hold on a minute there because our time is drawing short here. Now, we're going to focus on the show and the event there. Please give us some dates and how, if we, you know, when we want to come see the show, where we can pick up some tickets and the availability of the hours of the show.
Well, the show will be April 19th at 6 p.m., Friendship West Baptist Church, 2020 West Wheeling Road. You can get tickets at www.snooprobinson.com, or you can just, you know, get them at the door the day of, or you can come to the church before, anytime during the week and pick up tickets. So that's www.snooprobinson.com. And it's April 19th, 6 p.m.
Yeah. How many shows are y'all planning for right now? I know you gave me that one date. Are there any other dates besides that one date?
No, not at this time, not in Dallas. The next stop will be heading towards Tyler.
Okay. That's great. That's great. And so anybody that missed you here maybe just want to take that trip down to Tyler, which isn't very far from Dallas. But that's good then. I tell you what now, and as this show has been, I know we're going to hear more about it, and I'm excited about it. Now, have you been involved in any other plays besides the one that's been presented at Friendship West?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've been involved in a play called Gossip is the Devil's Mailman. I actually co-wrote that one also. A show called Asunder. There's so many I can't even think right.
Right. Right. I was asking that because a lot of our listening audience and people in general, they have these gifts and talent that's tied up in them. And, you know, we may be listening to future playwriters that's on the net right now that's listening in or may listen in at a later date because our show is archived. So if anyone don't hear it now, they can always go back and listen to it by Twitter. But how do you get yourself together mentally to be able to write these plays? Because sometimes someone say, I just can't get started. I can't stay focused. Give us some insight. We know it's different for everybody, but just lay some groundwork so someone else say, maybe I would try that.
Now you want to answer that?
Well, I mean,
either one
of
you can answer it.
Well, you have to start with some kind of inspiration or, you know, something has to, you have to have that aha moment or that feeling to, like, want to write something that could compel the people that, you know, the audience that you're trying to reach. It'll ball up into you so much that you'll have to release. It's a way to release, and that you will just have to transfer that to paper. You know, just get like I just get to myself and sit down and just I have to get this thought out of my head. I have to put this on paper because you have to put it on paper to see how it's going to be laid out. And, you know, I guess get into that zone and get focused and just write it down.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds great. Now, gentlemen, as we get ready to end this here portion of our program, we want to thank you for being a guest. But before I let you go, I would just like for you, if it's simple and as brief as possible, to share with someone else that maybe wants to do something like this and just feel like, hey, I don't know if I can do it. Can you give them words of encouragement that something that allowed them to keep doing what they're doing?
Sure, I'll start with that one. I just want to say that, you know, for whoever's listening that wants to do this, just keep at it. Just keep doing it because, I mean, honestly, I was so frustrated with my first play that I could have stopped, you know. But luckily I met someone who kept me encouraged, and I'm still friends with these people today. So I just want to let you know that it's not always going to be tough, but you just have to keep on going through those curves and struggles. That what makes you successful is because you went through those struggles and you made it. It's your story.
And I just say just keep God first. Just stay prayed up. You know, because there's going to be times where you seem, where it seems like you have no one to talk to. But if you remember that God is first and he's always in your life, you'll always have someone to talk to. You know, so he's always listening. So just don't worry about what you're going through at the time. Just worry about where you're trying to get. And everything else will work itself out.
Great. Oh, well, great words of wisdom there and words of encouragement. Again, gentlemen, thank you very much. Again, the play and the location?
The play is April 19th, 6 p.m., Friendship West Baptist Church. You can get tickets online right now. Get tickets at www.snooprobinson.com.
And the name of the play?
Can't marry who you love,
marry who you're with.
All right, that's so great. Hey, thank you, gentlemen, here for being a guest on the show. I like to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. It makes a difference in someone's life. That's the slogan for our show, help change a life. And what you're doing and making yourself available is helping change someone's life. Because someone look at you and say, man, maybe I can do this here. And I know that each time that people meet y'all and see the thing that you're presenting to them, that they're being impressed by it and they want to be a part of it. So keep doing what you're doing. It definitely will change someone's life.
All right.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Well, God bless you. I'd like to do a follow-up on y'all at a later date. So just keep doing what you're doing. And you can always go back and listen to this program on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, y'all definitely should come out to the show as well.
Yes, sir. We sure will. We got you written down here, April 19th. And at that time, I think I missed the time on that. What time would the play start, April 19th?
6 p.m.
It's 6 p.m. Great. We got you now. Hey, thank you very much. And y'all have a great day. And stay blessed. I'm looking forward to coming out to the program, to the play.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
God bless you. Oh, man, what a great interview we had. There were two young men there, Damien and Derek, there. They present the play over at Friendship West and said, can't marry who you love, marry who you with. So those gentlemen there truly was a blessing to what us this morning here. So I was encouraged by what they were presenting there. And we pray that you're being blessed. You know, the phone lines was open there. We had a few people that just wanted to listen to the program. So we pray that you're being blessed by listening to the program. We have our guest host on the, our co-host, I keep saying guest, so our co-host on the line here. And he's going to help us with it, conduct our next interview that's coming up. Brother Daniel.
Lord, Dick Lewis.
Yes, sir. We got our next guest coming up here there, and they are friends of yours, and you know them, so we're going to allow you to share most of the roster with us this morning on that, with them. We're going to call them up. Man, but this morning I was blessed by those young men coming on here and sharing with us, man, their gifts and their talent. And you know, stranger to to the theatrical realm, you know, being an entertainer. And so you know about those things there.
Yeah, sometimes it's real tedious work because, like you said, you have to have a lot of practice and, you know, stage acting is mostly going over your lines, remembering your lines, and making sure everything's set up right and the right sets. And sometimes the people don't show up to the cast. You got to have an alternate actor for one or every position. So it's a real tedious profession to be in, you know. And,
but it's,
you know,
it's a rewarding profession, you know, because if you,
yeah,
you can just see the joy that's
like
for
sure. Like it takes a lot of hard work, you know. Everything, you know, doesn't come easy. It takes a lot of hard work in order for you to be successful.
Yeah, you're so right. Hey, we have our next guest on the line here, and I'm excited about them. He's going to come on. He's going to share with us some gifts and talent. I would like to welcome to the show at this time Pastor Solomon. And his ministry is the Bright House Family Musical Ministry, along with his wife. They're going to come on. They're going to share with us some of their gifts and their talent, how you, too, can be an encourager to someone else in the musical realm, how you, too, have a talent that you can share with someone and just be a blessing there. You know, David played an instrument, and they said that David's instrument was a blessing to the heroes. And so we want you to be gifted and talented in anything you do, but there's a foundation, there's a structure. And Pastor Solomon is going to come on. He's going to share with us some things and some other things that are dear to his heart. And at this time, I'd like to welcome to our program Pastor Solomon. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing, Mr. Joel?
I'm doing great. Welcome to our program here. We have Mr. Daniels on the line here. And so we want to thank you for being a guest on our weekly internet program.
God bless you, sir. I'm privileged to be here.
Well, please introduce yourself and tell us about the ministry that God has blessed you with and encourage us to continue to be about our Father's business.
Yeah, I'm Pastor Solomon Bright. Yeah, we have Bright House Family Music Ministry, which is located in 9550 Skillman Street in Dallas, Texas. So we are so happy to be part of the ministry. It's a worship ministry where we are. We provide uncommon music training through various ways of worship. We do praise and worship ministration. We train people with different types of musical instruments. We also do music production. We go out for church concerts, weekends, birthday parties, vigils, and different types of worship ministration. So that's basically what we're doing. So we train people. We have a recording studio in Dallas in the same office. We also have a live band performance, and we also, you know, do the rest of production administration outside. And that is basically part one. And the other part is my wife's part, which is the Isaac Place of Refuge, where she's out there to evangelize and talk to the youth in the street.
And, you know, I want to touch bases on with you along that, because that's very dear to my heart, too. I do street ministry, so my hat goes off to you and your wife for taking on that task there in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I wanted to touch bases with you right now about your praise and worship ministry classes that you have for musicians. You know, I never thought about that. You know, I go to church service and I see the musicians doing their thing, and I never thought about it being structured and taught. And I thought musician was just, it was just a gift, though. But I see that there's a foundation to that gift, and I'm glad you're sharing that there. Because everybody wants to be a part of it, but there's structure to it. So please share with us some things that you share with those that want to be a part of that type of teaching, and let us know the importance it is. And then I want Brother Daniel to come on, and he's going to share with you some things.
Yeah. Praise God. Yeah, praise the Lord. You know, if you check in the Bible, the book of Elosa, if you check in the Bible, in the book of Psalms chapter 150, it talks about praising God with different types of musical instruments. And I believe there were people that were manning on those musical instruments. He said, let the sound of the cymbal praise the Lord. There was somebody that was playing the sound of the cymbal. He said, praise the Lord with strings instrument. There was somebody that was praising the Lord with string instrument. He said, praise the Lord with timbre sound. He said, there was somebody that praised the Lord with timbre sound. And if you also check in the book of Psalm chapter 47, verse 7, he says, therefore, he is the king of all the earth, that we should praise him with understanding. So these, we were able to sit down and say, okay, praising the Lord with understanding has to do with an uncommon worship. It takes an uncommon worshiper to come together and reason together and understand who God is and what he needs in your worship, which is your heart. You understand, man of God? So worship is very, very key to the church structure. So we decided to structure this and say, okay, you know, there are a lot of churches that have been spending a lot of money in right now, you know, paying a lot of big musicians to come and man, but we, at the same time, we have the children in the church. You have the youth in the church that have this talent, so we really want to key in into them that this is going to be a beyond music, beyond ordinary learning music. So it's going to be a worship seminar, worship training, restructuring the kids of any age to come and learn how to worship the Lord with their instrument. Because every servant of the Lord, every prophet of worship have an ark that is carrying. So an ark in your hand should be your instrument of worship. So we are training them how to use this instrument to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah.
Oh, that's a blessing. And you, hey, man, you know, I never thought about that.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome, yeah. And we believe God is going to do greater things starting from here. You know, we praise the Lord for giving us this opportunity to be part of the ministry to do this work. It's a Christian-based worship ministry, which we believe is going to touch many lives. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Hey, you know, Pastor, as a young people are growing up and coming to the realization of Jesus Christ, a lot of times they get it confused with the worldly music and the spiritual music there. How do your class teach them to keep those things separate? Because we know that, you know, those things are part of life as well if they're doing it, you know. And so there's a fine line there. But I think you have a sense of a direction to going toward Christ and to honor God in the music industry.
Yes, that is why we are having this worship ministry, because when you go to a normal music teacher to teach you, he's going to teach you songs like Hot Cross Buns, Mary Had a Little Lamb, all those songs and etc. But here we're going to teach you gospel songs. Our key is gospel songs. So we have our syllabus, we have our schedules, we have it the way that it's structured, that is Christian based worship songs that we're going to train the kids. And then when you come, we have an opportunity, you have opportunity to, you know, have a sessions of prayers, we have a sessions of worship. That key in you as you are graduating, you'll be able to know that as you're coming out as a minister of the gospel. It's not like ordinary music that you just go and then graduate and become a musician. But this one is key worship ministry. That is how it's structured. So when you come in, you're going to hear some gospel songs, like as we have outside there, other songs that have been trained. But the one we have here is going to be gospel songs. So when you come, we have guitar, we have violin, we have drums, we have the saxophone, we have the percussion, we have the piano, and the rest of musical instruments are in the studio. Apart from that too, we also train on music production. So when they come to, we train them how to produce gospel musicians.
Oh, amen. You know, I want to. Go right ahead. Is that your wife speaking?
Yeah, my wife is right here. I don't know if there's somebody else online, but she's here. I think, let me just give her a space to just shout out.
I think we're on speakerphone, so we may not want to be on a speakerphone because I hear a feedback. But I wanted to ask you.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning, Mr.
Good morning.
Lewis.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. And I was trying to get all I could out your husband before I brought you on. But I wanted you to chime in.
That is
this
okay. That's the Holy Spirit.
It's getting so good. Please share with us what you was thinking about regarding what we just talked about.
Okay. Well, mine is, well, you know, we both have the same ministry, husband and wife. You know, they have to have the same goals. They have to have the same standpoint when it comes to ministry, when it comes to the gospel of Christ. His own is music involving the youth. My own is more of the street evangelism involving the youth. I am the CEO and founder of Isaac's Place of Refuge, located and based currently in Dallas, Texas. You know, when I think about the youth, this is something that God actually placed in my spirit 4 years ago. However, it didn't come to realization until about a year ago when my eldest son, Isaac, which was 20 years old at that time, was set up by somebody that was supposed to have been his friend, and he was murdered. At that particular time, I realized that God had given me a mandate. Sometimes God will give you something to do. He'll impart something into your spirit, and you kind of procrastinate with it. But then there are some things that will hit you really hard, and you take out running. The devil thought that when this thing happened that he actually had knocked me down, but what he did was actually put me in a position where now my back was against the wall. I was either going to fall down with this or I was going to stand up and rise and do what it was that God had called me to do. So many of our youth are out there, you know, wandering, you know, with misguided morals, concepts and behaviors, learn from misleading role models and their lifestyle choices, you know, which they strive to emulate, but they are the pulse of this nation. And we as Christians, children of God, we have a responsibility. As the Bible tells us that we're to go out ye into all the world and to preach the gospel. So we have a responsibility, not just a moral responsibility, but a responsibility unto God, an obligation unto God to go out there and reach the youth. A lot of people, you see the youth in the street and you say, oh, look at this one. You know, he's looking rugged. He's walking around with tattoos. He's walking around with piercings everywhere. He's walking around with pistols on his hip. He's walking around with drugs in his pocket, smoking cigarettes, you know, consuming alcohol, all these different things. And you shy away from that. You decide to put a veil over your face and ignore that. But when you study the ministry of Jesus Christ didn't come for those that had it all together. He didn't come for the saints. He came for the sinners. So when you see these children out there, and like I said, when you study Jesus Christ's ministry, who did he minister to? Those that were rejected, those that were abandoned, those that were isolated, those that were ridiculed, even the demonically possessed. That was his ministry. So, like I said, God put that in my ministry, you know, put that in my spirit. He gave me a mandate, and I'm just running with it, you know. Like I said, our children, our youth are the pulse of this nation, and we as Christians, we have a obligation unto God, you know, to reach out and try to save these children.
Amen, amen. I know what you mean, because I'm very actively involved in juvenile ministry and street ministry. And God laid on my heart, we can't separate it from the street to juvenile in jail, because it's a vicious sin cycle. And I was sharing with guys in jail. I come to find out that once they got out of jail, they were still seeking God, but they didn't have a church home or didn't want to go back to their church home, so they ended up on the street. And I said, man, where can you go to flee from the presence of God, even in street ministry?
Yeah.
And so I thank you for taking it to God. I meet young men once a month, and they telling me that they have nobody to care about them, that they lost, and that they don't love nobody. And they showing that by the way they dress and the way they carry themselves. And you have to let them know that Jesus loved them in spite of everything that's going on, but he got a greater love for them that they can't even see right now, but they got to perceive that in their hearts. So I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing, because I have a passion for juvenile ministry.
But
I see that y'all have a twofold ministry there with the music side and the juvenile ministry, and that's God given right there. But we're gonna bring Brother Andrew in here, and he's gonna ask a couple of questions. And then I'm just gonna hold on and listen, because I'm being blessed by this interview.
Amen. We give God the glory. Amen.
Yes. Good morning, Brother Daniel.
Hey, hello, Deacon Lewis.
Hey,
I've been listening,
bro.
We
got two great guests on the line there.
Solomon.
Good morning,
how you doing, Brother Solomon? You know, we met each other last week, you know. I'd like to ask you, originally, where are you from, and how many instruments you play, and basically, what is your mission?
I'm actually from Nigeria, Africa. So I play the saxophone, I play the piano, I play the guitar, the drums, violin. I also sing, I train vocals, and I do all that too.
Amen. And do you have any recordings or CDs that you presently in the works?
Yes, sir. I have three CDs out, like three album CDs. Yes, I'm still working on one right now, which is going to come out soon.
Amen. Oh, bless. And also, who else is on your CD?
Yes, I have my wife that is on my CD, one of the CDs. I just produced her. That was 3 weeks ago. And I put in the background saxophone on her lead vocal. So it's going to come out soon, too.
Oh, man. So she's a vocalist, huh?
Yeah, we give God praise.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, man, you were saying that basically what you wanted to do with your music ministry, you wanted to teach the kids the basic structure of gospel instead of teaching them an American way that we learn how to play the instruments through going through all these nursery rhymes. And basically it didn't really prepare the people, youth, when they grow up to be put into the realm of gospel church. You know, they don't learn church hymns. That's what I'm trying to say. Church plagal, authentic cadences. Basically, what it is. Most churches, church songs go by either Bach chorales. That's what we used to call them. You know, they got a cadence, and then they have to go through that structure. If you know, they kind of veer away from being of what really was accepted in the church to something that basically what started with our black culture when people like Ray Charles and other black performers, when they start changing the chord structure. And they got ridiculed because ostracized because they said it wasn't right for to play any other kind of sound that wasn't recognized to God, you know. But I believe that any joyful noise can be a praise to God, you know.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, brother Daniels.
Yeah.
You know the Bible says, "Teach a child the way he should grow, that when he grows, he will not depart from that." So when we train kids the way of worship, worshiping the Lord with their instrument, that means when they grow up, they will not be playing in the club. You get that? So we give God praise for this vision and this dream that he has given to us, and we believe it's going to come to actualization. It will come to manifestation in such a way that it's going to really help the kids to retune their mindset in the way that they will be worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. And we believe God is going to do tremendous things.
Amen.
And we believe God is going to come in this situation, is going to come in this ministry and empower us and give us the enablement to be able to go at it and do it in his own way. We give God praise because we believe the Lord that has given us this mandate, the Lord that has given us these to go ahead and do, is going to provide and give us more knowledge, wisdom, understanding to be able to train those kids.
Amen.
And we believe the Lord will do it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, what age groups are you focusing at now?
Yeah, it's at from age 5 to 100.
5 to 100.
Yes.
Never too old.
That's a big 5 to 100, huh? So what are you saying? There's no limit in the age group that you're trying to hit for. Anybody can basically come to your school and get training.
Yes, sir. Anybody can come.
Yeah. Emily, I talked to Deacon Lewis. Do you have anything to ask him right now, Deacon Lewis?
Yes, I was really enjoying this conversation. And Pastor Solomon and your lovely wife, I want to thank you for being a guest on the program here. You really hit on some topics. I wish we had more time. I'm going to bring you two back here because I enjoy what God is doing in your life here. But tell me something, a little personal side note for myself. As the music ministry is going forth in the church, is there any such thing as being out of control for the musicians? Because sometimes people say, man, this guy is out of control and this woman is out of control. Is there such a thing as being out of control? Is God is still embedded and involved in that type of worship where it just seems like just the worship leader just overshadowing the message? Can the worship overshadow the message? Is there a balancing act there?
Yeah, there is a balance. The Bible says in the book of Amos chapter 3, verse 3, it says, can two walk together except they agree? It was a question. So there must be a balance when two walks together. The preacher, sometimes there was a church I used to worship in Nigeria back home. When the pastor always come and attend the choir practice. That is exactly what I said in the book of Psalm 47, verse 7. The pastor will come for choir practice. The reason is because he wants to come and tell the choir, this is going to be the topic of my message on Sunday. So when we get the topic, we sit down, we arrange songs according to his topic. So when he comes, we sing the song that connects to exactly what he's going to preach. So that's where there is no destruction, there is no confusion on the altar. So we give God praise for that. There is nothing like that. When the Spirit walks one, the Bible says we should worship him in spirit and in truth. And we believe the Lord will do tremendous things when we obey and listen to the Spirit of the Lord. which will key into us the right thing to say, the right thing to worship, the right song to sing. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. I'm glad you shared that there with us. And again, give us the location and the name of your music ministry again, so if someone like to come on, get more information. Give us a contact number. So someone say, hey, I want to hear more about this. I want to be involved in this. I want to learn this. I want to fine-tune my gift in
it. Okay. It's our ministry's name is Bright House Family Music Ministry. It's a school of praise and worship located at 9550 Skillman Street, Dallas, Texas. The zip code is 75243. It's on the fifth floor. 9550 Skillman Street, Dallas, Texas, 75243, Suite 506.
And
we
are
always
number?
There.
Oh, okay.
My phone number.
Yes, go ahead.
Number is 214-306-3005.
Hey, what is your
and then
hour?
Another number is 972-748-1521. And then our meeting days is every day. We are always in the studio all the time, exception of Wednesday. On Saturday, we open 10 a.m. to 6.
Okay. Amen. God bless you. God bless. And now I want to direct this question to your wife before we let her go. I would just like for you to give us words of encouragement from the street and juvenile portion of that ministry. Does someone have a desire to do something for our young men and women? Because, like you said, sometimes we had a veil over our eyes, but when God lifts those things, you know, you want to make a difference in someone's life for Jesus. The theme of our program, it says, help change a life. We know we can't do anything apart from God. But what words of encouragement can you give someone that said, hey, I want to be involved in the life of a young person?
You know what? I say that if you have the heart of God, if you have the heart of Christ, as a Christian, as a child of God, you should. That burden of seeing children out there emulating such lifestyles would definitely touch you to the point where you would become active. I think the main thing is just taking that bold step. A lot of times we see the children out there and some of us are a little afraid. We don't know if and how to approach that child, what that child response is. But I believe that once God gives you a mandate, he's going to also provide the means. He's going to provide the opportunities. Tune your ear to the heart of God. Tune your ear to the voice of God, because he's definitely going to give you instructions. He's definitely going to give you wise counsel on how to approach a situation. He's not going to send you somewhere where you're just going to be attacked. You know, this God that we serve, excuse me, is a very wise God. But I think the main thing is you as a Christian, first of all, you just have to be aligned. You have to be aligned with the Word of God. Your life has to reflect the Word of God. Your life needs to reflect the heart of God. You understand what I'm saying? You can't say that I have a desire, but you're not aligned with the will of God. If you're walking in alignment, everything else will fall in place. Lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge God. Put him first. Let him direct your path. He'll lead you in the way that you should go. And there's a lot of ways that you can minister to the youth. If you're not the type that, have that boldness at this point, you've not acquired that boldness to go out into the street, there's social media. There's so many ways to spread the gospel. There's so many ways to reach the youth. You know, if I use this as an example, after this thing happened to my son, there was more than 300 children that showed up at Isaac's wake and funeral. I mean, it was packed. Everybody loved Isaac. Isaac had such a big heart. And we thank God that he gave his life back to Christ 3 days before this tragic death So that's the beauty in that. But I decided to go on Facebook, and when I went on Facebook, I had so many of those young children that reached out to me, that sent me friendship requests. And I began to mentor those kids right from that Facebook. 21 of them within this last year have given their Christ to life, to, given their life to Christ. So there's
Amen.
So many. I mean, there's so many outlets, so many ways to reach. You don't let anything stop you when God has given you that go ahead. When He's giving you that mandate, know that the enemy is gonna come. He's gonna come because he knows he's already looked into your future and he knows what God has planned for you. But you just have to keep pressing. Keep pressing. Keep pressing.
Hey, amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Now, this has been a great. Hey, Pastor, we're getting ready to wind down this segment of our program. I want to thank you and your wife for being a guest. Now, Pastor, give us words of encouragement for someone that said, hey, I want to be involved in this worship type ministry. I want to do it, but I don't think I can. Give us those listening audience words of encouragement to follow their passion, their dream, and for the glory of God.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, the Lord has been so good to us. And then I just want to tell somebody right out there that when you worship the Lord, give Him praise, because this is what the reason why He created us. He created us for His own pleasure. He inhabits in the presence of His worship. When you praise Him, when you worship Him, give Him praise, because when you worship Him, you touch His heart. When you worship Him, you are romancing God, telling God, come down. It says when the praise goes up, the Lord, the glory of the Lord comes down. So this morning I'm telling somebody out there, just open up your heart and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. He's going to direct your steps. Are you going through a tough time right now? Praise the Lord. Don't throw down the towel. Are you going through a tough time now? In these seasons of hardship, just keep on praising the Lord. Praising the Lord is like knocking at the door. Praising the Lord is like asking. Praising the Lord is like seeking. Praising the Lord is like knocking. When you knock, He shall open. When you ask, He shall answer you. When you seek, you shall find through praise. Hallelujah. So whosoever that is listening under the unction of my voice right now, I pray for you that the Lord will give you the spirit that will direct you to an uncommon praise. The Lord will direct you to a step of uncommon worship. Just open up your heart and tell the Lord, Father, come into me and give me the spirit of worship, that I don't want to worship you like never before. I need the unction to function like never before. I give you praise today for this wonderful opportunity, because we believe many out there that are listening under the unction of our voice shall receive the power to worship the Lord like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I want to thank you and your wife for being a guest on the program. We truly have been blessed. Amen. We have our phone lines lit up here, and we're about ready to log off here. But before we go, we'd just like to bring in one person just to see if they have some words to say. Good morning, caller. You're on the net. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to our program.
No. Oh, wonderful program this morning. God has blessed us with this couple and the ministry that they have. It's so exciting to know that there are people out there who do reflect the heart of God, who understand the mind of God, and then have enough love for God to put it into action to make a difference in the lives of young arrows. Because children are like arrows in a quiver.
Yeah.
And the hand that molds and shape. And all we can do is invest into our children and then pull back the boat and let them take flight. Where they land, we may not know.
Hallelujah.
But their power to produce is evidence. And so
Amen.
We trust God. We trust
Amen.
God. And so thank you, too. Thank you for what you're doing.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless
you. We give God all the glory. We give Him all the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Well, God bless you. Thank you, though, my brother, for calling in. And continue to listen to this program each and every week for great guests like our guest that's on here now. They have truly been a blessing. We're going to bring them back on at a later date to keep us connected with what's going on. And God be the glory. Amen. We want to be decent and in order. Our time is up here, but our phone lines are full. And so I give you, you know, Pastor and First Lady, I'm going to say it that way, and give you a read to come back because some people want to hear more of what you have to say. So we encourage
you.
Yeah,
we have so much more to share.
Yes, and we definitely would like to bring you back on here at a later date. Again, what's the name of the ministry and how do people can get in touch with you?
Okay, Bright House Family Music Ministry. We're located at 9550 Skillman Street, Suite 506, Dallas, Texas, 75237. Our contact numbers, 214-306-3005 and 972-748-1521. God bless you.
Amen. And give us the number for the Isaac Ministry.
Isaac's Place of Refuge is the same same place, same phone number.
Amen. God bless you. Thank
you. You come out.
Yes. God bless you. Y'all have a great day in the Lord. Amen. Pastor, close
thank
out a word of prayer.
Sir.
We out of here. Pastor Isaac Solomon, close it out in a word of prayer, and then we out of here.
Hallelujah. Father Lord, we thank you for this commission. For what you have done in the life of our brother Joel, using him as a vessel to touch soul through this media. Lord, we give you praise. We adore your name. We exalt your name, Lord. There is not like you, Jesus. We thank you for all you've done for us today, for all the guests today, Lord. We thank you for them. We thank you for giving them the humble heart to come out today, Lord, and minister to people. Lord Jesus, we ask that this shall not be the end of our ministration. It shall continue. This is not going to be the end of this medium. It shall continue. Lord, all we ask from you today is to empower us the more to be able to speak to the youth, to be able to speak to the public in the mighty name of Jesus. Anoint us with lips of fragrance. Anoint our heads with oil. Anoint our hands to prosper. Anoint our feet to locate our blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We praise your name, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Be on the way.